Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors is with us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, talking retirement. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, according to a recent AARP survey, more than a quarter of adults over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire. That's a really big number, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And when you look at the reality of the situation, people are thinking about retirement, but then they realize that on average, Social Security only covers 40% of their pre-retirement income. Most people, less than 20% of workers today, have a traditional pension plan. So that's, you retire and your employer sends you a check for the rest of your life. So most people don't have that. And then the amount of savings they have is low. Recent study by Vanguard shows that the average American between 55 and 64 has about, on average, $207,000 saved. And the median number is $71,000. So that means half the savers have more than $71,000 and half the savers between 55 and 64 have less than $71,000. So I think what's happening is people in that age group are looking at the reality of the situation and saying, I may never be able to retire. Now, I'll also add, retire means continuing to work. So they may leave their current employer that they've worked for many years or had a career, but still think that they're going to have to do some sort of work.
You know, Michael, it's funny. I was just going to ask you that question. For the people you deal with, you know, what does retirement mean? And what percentage of people, you know, still continue to work part-time or just in the scaled-back role, even when they quote-unquote retire? And I guess whether or not that's retirement is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. And ironically enough, this morning, the Wall Street Journal, they have an article highlighting a report from the Employee Benefits Research Institute, which is a 34-year study that states that people in retirement, 70% say they think they're going to do some sort of work. And the reality is right now, only 30% actually end up doing some sort of work. So that's what the national data is showing. And the other interesting thing around this, because I think we have a perception reality with the AARP report and what's actually happening, because people think they're going to have to work. People end up not working. And part of the issue is health. They have to take care of family members. So in their 50s, they're thinking, geez, I may have to work longer. But then reality hits and they mentally or physically may not be able to work. They may have to take care of a family member. They may get laid off. So what we're seeing is less people are actually working. And that's actually kind of going back to your question. That's what I see with my clients. Most of my clients are retirees. Oftentimes we discuss doing some sort of part-time work, just sometimes for financial reasons, sometimes just to get out of the house, to stay active and engaged. And oftentimes I'm not seeing it. So actually I'm seeing about what the national averages are seeing locally with my clients, I should say.
You know, the other thing too is a lot of people just don't really know if they can retire. You know, it's not like this simple calculation, right?
No, No, I always say to people, it depends. And that's not a great answer initially, but it does. It depends. People don't know. They don't know how long their money is going to last. They don't know what they're going to need to spend in retirement. They don't know how long they're going to live. And longevity is an issue because we're living longer and longer. So it depends on really what you want for a lifestyle. And if you live a simple lifestyle and you're happy with that, and you don't have big aspirations to travel around the world every year, it can be retirement can be a reality for you. Where you sometimes run into issues is with people that are retirees that want the grand lifestyle, right? They want the RV, they want to travel around the world, they want a second house, those kind of things, and sometimes their savings just won't support that. So it always depends, and it's a hard thing to figure out.
Do you tell people, hey, look, you can have the RV, you just have to live in it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. No, it's about trade-offs. And that's a discussion I have with a lot of clients. Ironically enough, a lot of clients I'm telling to spend more, but about a third of my clients, I have to discuss the trade-off questions. And you can have the RV or you can have the second house, but you're not going to be able to travel because you're telling me you want to travel and you want a second house. So you have to have those discussions. And that's life in general, right? Those are economic decisions all the time. I think we have this perception, or I think Madison Avenue and some of the big Wall Street firms have painted this picture that retirement is, right, traveling and sitting on the beach and golfing every day. And that's nice, but it's not the reality of the matter. And most people need to make those trade-offs.
And do people who retire often adjust those retirement plans? Do you see that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, again, it's the perception reality thing. I think people's perceptions going into retirement is they're going to do more than they actually do. You really slow down. I mean, there's these go-go years for a while you're spending, but then you start to go in your slow-go years. The terms are, you know, the phases are go-go, slow-go, and no-go. And quickly, people go into the slow-go and no-go. They get the travel out of their system. They're just not spending money. The life they found, you know, they're taking care of their grandchildren. They've got local friends. The relationships are an important thing. And they find that they're happy with that. So the perception going into retirement is we want to do all these things, which a lot of people start out doing. And then it slows down pretty quickly. And the spending slows down.
Well, Michael, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate the look at this new survey. Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.